वेलकम टू एवरीवन। इन लास्ट टाइम वाच नाम का तेल सूरत के बाती ब्रह्म अग्नि उद्गार उरे काइंड ऑफ लाइक दी इन वन लाइन कबीर expressing the probably whole spiritual life, like, you know, kind of like what what it needed to be, and was saying that Isle of like a Isle of some experience which motivates you, you know, which doesn't let you sleep, which doesn't let you be idle. So that was the, you know, that should be the isle, and like wig to burn that isle. He was saying that Surati, Surati means like a something which is not some experience which is not from the time and space, you know, like all experiences of life we have, they start from the time, you know, like as soon as I am born, you know, like could be into different form. But as soon as birth is there, time and space starts. And all the experiences are on that, on this time and space file. And he was saying that Surat ke baad, you know, like you really have to have the wig of something which is not from the time and space, and then only this fire of Brahman is available to lit you unto you, kind of, you know, that was the, so if any questions around that.
Mm-hmm. How do we know if we're alight or not?
How do you look?
How do we know whether we're lit?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you will not miss it, you know. It's like such a thing that cannot be missed, you know. It's like, kind of like, you know, nobody tells you that you are in love, but you know. Or you go to some, you know, somebody to ask if I am in love or not.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, you.
Could you say like an orgasm? I mean, if you've had one, you know what it is.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, you know, it's like, it's not possible to miss, you know,
no.
Kind of thing. So, I think somehow, you know, like I will say somehow you will know. Yes, please.
If it's not from time and space,
mm-hmm.
then where is it from?
Yeah, you know, this probably like from where life is, you know, from wherever. Not the functions of life, you know, like we know the functions of life, but something. Also, there is beyond the functions of life.
Then that would be spiritual realms or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, this is what I was saying, that, you know, the whole spiritual kind of maybe search, we can say, or urge, ints, like having that, like having kind of like a, you know, like if you, like when you perceive the life, whatever it's perceived by you, by someone who is already in time and space. So all the experiences are in time and space, and they will be relevant to me, kind of, you know, like relevant to my, you know, if my eyes cannot see green, you know, so I cannot see green. No. All the experiences coming to me will be relevant to me. Kind of, you know, I will be the perceiver of them according to me, you know. If I cannot see green, you know, I cannot see green, kind of. So all the experiences will come according to me. But then, like something which is not according to me, according to that also can come, and that experience Kabir is talking, you know, like to be your own light, these things are needed, you know, like the having something, some experience of life which really motivates you, which really push you, you know, like which really doesn't allow you to sit idle, you know, like which really asks you to, you know, travel here and there, you know, find this, find that, doesn't allow you to sit idle, like first thing.
Well, that would be something outside of time and space.
No, it's that is not outside space and time, but like very kind of like very thin layer will be there, you know, like something which cannot be said, like a feeling, you know, or something, like certainly like some very very deep, but also you haven't understood fully, you know. If you have understood fully, then this move will not be. So that's why he says, like the Isle of Name, Isle of some very, very deep experience, you know, which doesn't allow you to be the way you have been in the past. And then wig of this experience beyond time and space. And this is where the fire of life will keep on litting you to be your own light. So any more questions, you know? Yes, please.
I think
very few, but you know that, but possible for all, you know. Mm-hmm. Certainly very few having experience, but possibility for all, you know, that opens, like even if only one person has, it still opens the possibility to everyone, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But for me, it's more like the motivation to
you know, still I think, you know, kind of like a, you know, it's in spite of like, you know, like it's something like really pushes you somehow. Like, you know, something kind of, even, you know, even when possibility is very low, still people try out, you know, still people are found trying out. Yeah. Like you think that, you know, it will be like you will not try, but I think you are trying, you know. Yes, please.
I start to try and then I stop trying.
But then, you know, then again you start trying, you know. It happens that, you know, you stop and then again you start.
Yeah, but not really.
Not really?
No. I don't get really involved. I don't get really involved, to be honest.
Uh-huh. But
But
like, you know, something, you know, like some kind of involvement, you know, maybe not like the what Kabir is talking, because he's talking,
yes.
But something, you know, something like really, you know, keeps on opening to you, you know, like kind of keeps on coming to you. So any more? Yes, please. It happens
after birth. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's not possible to get something before them, like the feeling while you're in the womb.
Uh-huh.
Is it not possible?
No. Like also, like when you are womb, you know, you are not born, but still, you know, somehow born. Yeah. Kind of, you know, something is there. So I'm saying like when really life begins, you know, not a birth, you know. No, there is like a, behind this birth, you know, there is still life, you know, some life coming to womb. So like when the very beginning of life as individual happens, then all experiences come to that individual. And when this, what Kabir is describing or what Buddha describes, when that happens, that is the, somehow you manage to see beyond you, you know, like somehow something happens and then you are able to perceive beyond this limit. So that's what Kabir means, yeah. So it's time to bore reading Hindi or... Today he's singing Ab Ghat Pargat Bhay Ram Rai Sodh Sarir Kanak Ki Nai Kanak Kasoti Jaise Kasilei Sunara Sodh Sarir Bhayo Tansara Upajat Upajat Bahut Upai Man Thir Bhayo Tabai Thiti Pai Bahar Khojat Janam Gamaya Unman Dhyan घट भीतर पाया बिन परचय तन कांच कथीरा परचय कंचन भया कबीरा. Thank you. Sukhabir saying that now, like that life, like, you know, there is like a life being used by me, by an individual, by an body mind, you know, life, like me, some source being used to be my life, you know, to be life of Ajay. And Kabir is saying, like, now somehow that life which has been used by an individual, by Kabir in his case, that life appeared, you know, without being used. You know, like, I am engaging life through my body, mind, and everything, you know, to, and I am also there, and perceiving all things according to me. And Kabir is saying, now it looks like that this process is dropped, and life appeared without me. And you know, this word sodhi, like in Ayurveda, like, you know, when they make some medicine, so then they keep on like what is not appropriate, you know, kind of refine, yeah, okay. So it's like a Kabir is saying, like, it looks like that I kept on refining somehow, and this is how it happened, you know, like being in the refinery, kind of, you know, and having been refined, that's how it happened. Looks like, you know, Kabir is saying. And looks like it's same process as the gold, you know, like we keep on refining, and keep on burning away what is not gold, and then gold appears. And somehow this gold, when having been refined, there is like this goldsmith really test that to be gold. And similarly, Kabir is saying that looks like my body, kind of like, really can recognize, you know, somehow it's, I can recognize that, you know, I cannot miss, you know, I can know that now is the gold, you know, now is the kind of process stopped, you know, process ceased. And this is acknowledged even by my body, kind of, you know, even by my system. then he's saying, upajat, upajat, bahut upai, man thir bhayo, tabe thitipai. And of course, you know, Kabir is saying like, I have to go from one technique to another technique to another technique to another technique, you know, like so many ways. Like I kept on, you know, probably you know, he's saying like bahut upai, you know, I really have to go through so many ways, like, and finally there is very good description in Kathopanishad of this, like where Sage is saying that yada panchav tishthante jnanani mansasa buddhischa na vicheshtat tamahu paramam gatim. So like something like that Kabir is also describing, and in Kathopanishad Sage is saying like, when all my five senses, all my, you know, there is like this wish to know, you know, that is kind of like it's always moving us, you know, it's like the senses, you know, are not obstacle as much as wish to know. So Sage says, these five senses, you know, really gave me pass, you know. Also, the wish to know gave me pass. Also, mind gave me pass. And then, like, you know, these things can give you pass. But then there is like this decisiveness, you know. Like, decisiveness means like you really like to be someone, you know, kind of. There is a decisiveness, I know that I want to be a good person. And then this decisiveness is also a hindrance. So here says that jnanani mansasah, and there my decision-making faculty also gave me pass. Kind of, you know, kept on checking, you know, whether still I am a good person or not. Kind of, you know, allowed me to be, you know, good or bad, you know, however. And so he's saying like, buddhischana vicheshtat, you know, buddhi, like the intellect, is not moving you. And this is how Sage is describing that I found like this connection to other side of life, like the, when all these instruments gave me pass, panchav, like the five senses, wish to know, mind, and decision-making faculty. All of them kind of ceased, and then only this happened. So here also Kabir is saying like, only having this alignment, you know, alignment, five senses, and wish to know, decision-making faculty, like when all really came aligned, then this happened. बाहर खोजत जन्म गवाया, उन्मन ध्यान घट भीतर पाया. कबीर सिंह लाइक यू नो आई रियली स्पेंड लाइफ टाइम्स सर्चिंग आउटसाइड kind of here and there, pilgrim places, you know, everywhere. But how it happened? He's saying, unmani dhyan, like this, through the technique of mind getting low to outside and kind of you know, like this brightness, receptiveness, you know, like receptiveness inside, or like generally like we cultivate, say, awareness, you know, like generally, like, you know, and that is the product of mind, you know, like we can use mind to be more aware. But then when mind is not there, you know, this awareness is also not there. So Kabir like really is saying that not that way. Like I really made low my tendency of mind to go out. That was like low, you know, like number, you know, if 3 is the brightest, so 2, 1, you know, like I made that 2, 1 and opened channel within, unmani, kind of like a outside very low and opening to inside. And this is how I found this connectivity to life beyond me. So by using this technique, kind of like a brightness outside low, and of course the, like generally, you know, mind is open to outside, generally. But when we start practicing, it also, something is also open within. And if we do this low brightness outside, you know, it's somehow, it's not high brightness inside, you know, not that way. Like somehow, like, it really finds some connection, you know. And that connection is in dark. Like you, like when you really find the connection, you know, it will feel, it's not that, you know, you will understand, but some kind of like something is connected, and then if you keep on, you know, something like, something sparks, and you really understand, like, a lot, you know, that day, maybe takes 3 months and then, you know, one day, like a second. But that second is so important, that second brings so much understanding, you know, like it's probably, it's very difficult to get that from outside. And so Kabir is saying, like, that's how, like, you know, I kept on being low to outside, and certainly, like, it is low inside also, because it's really kind of nothing happens. And then he's saying that I was able to find that within me. I don't have to, you know, I haven't found it outside, but within me. बिन परचे तन कांच कथीरा, परचे कंचन भया कबीरा.
May I ask
Yeah, please.
That light, that spark inside, that is not the same as the other experience we were talking about. That's just like on the way, as
you know. Yeah, on the way, yeah. You know, like it's on the way, like many kind of like, you know, some kind of dullness will be felt. Like in between, because it's nothing happening, you know, and you really have to sit, or whatever, you know, like lie down here, kind of, and then some spark comes, you know, like it's like maybe even like a second will be like very kind of good time, you know, 1 second, but like little bit, but then suddenly like you see so much, and then like there is like a kind of, then there is like some kind of hope, you know, then you proceed, but like with some enthusiasm, you know, you see, you know that one of them might bring, you know, good food for at least for a few months, so then you really kind of go for it. So Kabir is saying like, no, like that, no, it certainly is not easy, you know. Kabir is not saying that is like, you know, you go and sit in front of a teacher and you have it. Kind of. It's not that way. I think none of the teachers said this, you know. Buddha never said that, come and sit in front of me and you have it. Like none of the teachers, you know, who are teachers, you know. Of course, you know, some teachers, I will not call them teachers, you know. So they say that this happens. So same thing is Kabir is saying that, like going through like that, it really happened, and I don't have to wander outside because I found it within me. And I think all the people who have found it, they say, they report also same, that they have found within. Like finally, you know, there is like a in path of devotion, like they describe that, like what they have been devoted to, that has come kind of like come to them. So but also that is also not outside, because what happens in that path, in this path of devotion, like you really start merging to what you wish for, what your concept of God is, and then that form gets alive within, kind of, you know, that really reflects within. But also, that is not the place of realization, because certainly, like, before, ego has been in spite of you. Now, ego is because of you, because you chose, kind of like you. So the in spite of ego is dissolved, and ego which you chose is there, you know, like you feel like being like that kind of God, you know. But then another thing has to happen, that, you know, you really have to realize one day that this is also I created, you know, this is also part of ego. And then you have to also dissolve, and because you created knowingly, so then easy to dissolve that. So Kabir is saying that, yes, please. Repeat the
ego bit.
Okay. Yeah, I will try, but yeah. Okay. So like you know, there is like an ego, which is in spite of, you know, like in spite of, like it comes because of the situation. And we keep on forgetting that, you know, and that is there. And then we chose, like on the path of devotion, we chose like a model and try to be that model. So then, of course, then in order to be that model, you have to dissolve like your ego, which you haven't created. But then that ego comes, you know, then you feel like, you know, I'm like whatever, you know, Hanuman, or say Hanuman, you know, having a tail and kind of. So like, you know, you play with it, but then one day you realize, you know, this I created, you know, I thought to become Hanuman, and that's how I am Hanuman. So then it gets easier to dissolve this created ego, because you knowingly created. So Kabir is saying like, like this, you know, like really connecting within, and these sparks, can say sparks, like the inner wisdom, like, you know, like suddenly you see kind of like so many things, you know. So like those, through those inner sparks, I am able to connect to that. Bin parche tan kaanch kathira, parche kanchan bhayas kabir. And as long as I have not been familiar to that life, like even I was feeling that, you know, body is not good enough, you know, body is just body is doesn't exist, like many times. But he's saying like, Kabir is saying like, actually having realized the life, now I can see that body is also temple of God, you know, because of body, that life can be, you know. So body is not, you know, it's not like in Advaita they say this doesn't exist, you know. He's saying like, now it has become temple of God, you know. Like I really have to take care of it more now, because now it's not just body, you know, it's really temple of life. So having familiarity with the life, now Kabir is saying like, now Kabir also has become gold, like the body of Kabir also has, not gold, because, you know, not to think, you know, it has to be like this kind of body, but really kind of he's saying that now I feel that not only life has become gold, but also expression of life also has become gold, you know. So any questions, please?
What you described about the devotion and merging with the beauty and having to dissolve that, it sounds like a hell of a lot of trouble.
You know, but it's worth, you know, because it, like really kind of like this experience, you know, of feeling that, like it's really kind of, you know, it's really worth, you know. It's really gives, like brings lot of, you know, goodness to life, kind of, really, like, accepting life, it really, because when you know that you are what you wished, you know, I think you know, it's certainly now, it's not like the shortcut, you know. And I think, you know, there is no shortcut, you know, like, kind of, you know. It's maybe shortcut doesn't exist, kind of. Yes, please, yeah. Gauji.
I was just wondering what the difference between the desire to know and the mind was.
Desire to know?
Yeah, you said there were like four different barriers to his alignment. And you said one of them was the desire to know.
Yeah, like the knowledge, kind of like, you know, if you see, like, you know, like if you remember yourself, you know, really resting, you know, on your bed, and something comes, you know, like you want to know, like something, you know, like you want to know where is Delhi, say, like this came, but then you have to get up, you know, you cannot continue resting, because then you have to get up, buy a book, you know, kind of like this India guide, to know where is Delhi. So it's like a desire to know, it motivates, you know, like it really pushes us, you know, to activity. So that's why he was saying, like, in that situation, also my wish, because this is like the best one, you know. We always feel that desire to know is the best. But then what Kabir was trying to say, that even that gave me pass. Somehow that also ceased, this desire. If there was desire to know, you know, I think he will travel to Tiruvannamalai, you know, from Varanasi, kind of. If that wish was there, he has to do this, or go to Jerusalem, you know, something, kind of. So that's why, you know, like in Kathopanishad, the sage said, like, yada panchav tishtante, like when all my five senses kind of gave me pass. Jnanani, like the wish to know, also gave me pass, you know, like start. And of course mind, you know, fully. And at that time, my decision-making faculty also accepted me, because this decision-making faculty might, you know, in that time ask you that, you know, I don't like this black, you know, I like green. Then I have to run to Tiru to buy green, kind of. You know, like, if you want to be different, like, in, so then that's what this decision-making faculty does. So it's saying, like, also that when that has given me power. So then kind of like this alignment happened unto the life. You know, alignment from body, mind, you know, like really, and there was no distraction in between. Because, you know, there could be like all these distractions, but they were not there. And that's how I got connected to, you know, I got plugged to the Brahma, like in earlier one he was saying, like, in to the fire of what is, you know, our Brahman. Yes, please.
So what you described just now is basically different components of
unsatisfied with what we have right now or with what is right now?
Yeah. Kind of like a, you know, we always want to change. So, like Kabir is saying, like that also somehow ceased. You know, like we don't have to, like there is like a kind of like a, you know, because like what is what mind does, you know, if I know that that is not good, then my mind will stop that. And that is not going to work, you know. Like what Kabir is saying, like when it ceases without an effort. Like, you know, like what we do when we try to quieten mind. You know, like if my hand is waving like this, so mind is waving like this, then from my this another hand, I can hold it. So from the mind, I will try to quieten my mind. But then it's also mind, it's also hand, and it will need some rest. So when I give rest to my this hand will start waving again. So that's what happened with the mind. When you try to quieten mind with the mind, then certainly mind will need rest. And as soon as mind is resting, you know, the mind will again. So this, like this way of Kabir, you know, like really connecting, and not trying to stop through the effort.
So would this mean that then you should accept the waving of the mind as well?
Of course, you know. Then, like, you know, because it's like that, you know. Like you find yourself having that mind. So you have to accept, and accepting, you know, really, like somewhere, you know, the power of mind is less. Like more you accept, more you see, you know, it uses less power, the mind. Like acceptance is like really kind of a, you know, it seems that like if I accept, you know, it not going to stop, you know, mind will. But actually it stops somehow. It's like,
you were saying about the,
yeah,
is that the acceptance or the being at peace with the senses in the mind?
Yeah, like certainly, like, you know, acceptance, you know, if you keep on accepting, you know, this alignment will keep on happening. Yes, please. Then practice can be that, you know, how to accepting it. Yeah. Yeah, there is like, you know, this is what I'm saying, you know, there is no need to hold it, but to accept it.
Busy minds tend to carry you away. You accept it, and then next thing you know, you're in the next town.
Yeah. But then, you know, not like the mind also get tired, you know. Uh-huh. Like, you know, it's not something which doesn't get tired, you know. So when once it get tired, you know, then kind of, you know, like somehow you have to really, like, you know, if you keep on accepting, you know, you will find that, you know, you made peace with mind somewhere. Yeah. But like what happens that we accept and then we find in the next town.
Yeah.
Then we don't accept. Like this is where problem comes, you know. Like suddenly like we find in the next town. But then we start not, you know, no, this is not going to work for me, you know. So then this not acceptance come, and then we keep on moving to another town to kind of, you know, like this.
Thank you.
was he from any particular tradition, or was he as it were his own tradition?
Yeah, you know, I think it's his own tradition, you know, kind of a like really household, you know, accepting, like kept on like a weaver, you know, was his profession was weaving clothes, so kept on his profession until, you know, end of his life, and raising children and family and kind of, so, and somehow, you know, doing everything and still, you know, found this echo. So, if you have any more questions, please, otherwise. You want to say something?
Well, I was just wondering, so he speaks so openly about this awakening, and I don't know if this is true or not, is it taboo for teachers to talk about their own awakening? I mean, is that like, and once you're awakened, do you recognize awakening in other people? I'm just
yeah, curious. Yeah. You recognize.
You do.
Yeah, you do recognize, and it's not like a rule, you know, that you shouldn't talk or you should talk. Like a, you know, talking many times help to other people. You know, they might feel, you know, this person also have two hands, you know, like same as me, and if this can manage, why I cannot manage? So. Really, many times, it kind of gives us confidence. And also, like, you know, one thing kind of could be good, like some teachers make a distance, you know, kind of, you know, they are away from kind of, you don't reach out. So that might be not helpful, because then you feel, you know, it's very, very far from me. So if teachers can be like more to the earth, you know, then it doesn't matter that you describe or not describe. You know, it feels like, you know, I will be able to go there.
So I'm curious, because when you speak of it, it's like from this knowing, just like you just, it's like so obvious to you.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious if you speak of your own experience, or if you can speak of that to us now, or?
Yeah, you know, like I think I speak my own experience through Kabir, you know, because somehow, you know, it's not complain, you know, I cannot sing like him. So, like it really feels, you know, like kind of like really, you know, fitting to me, kind of. So, so that's why I say Kabir speaks today, you know, singing today. Yeah. So maybe some quiet time.